My sister tried to drink my milkshake, and she spilled it all over the table. I wish she hadn't been born.
Your sister should not have spilled your milkshake, but words like that are very hurtful. Do you ever get mad at your brothers and sisters and say something you really don't mean? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. Sometimes when we get angry, it's easy to lash out at the people we're supposed to love. So when you do, remember to apologize and try to do better next time, keeping your words kind and encouraging. Just like it says in Psalm 19:14, "Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight, O Lord." Well, that's what our story is all about today. It's entitled, Spilled Words. Gemma looked in horror as her chocolate milkshake began to spread over the table. "Why can't you leave my stuff alone, Elle?" she yelled at her sister. "I didn't mean to spill it," said Elle. Her lower lip was trembling. "I just wanted a taste." Mom unrolled some paper towels and took them to the table. "No, wait," Gemma said. "I want to drink it. We've got to put it back in the cup."
"I don't see how you can do that," said Mom.
Gemma grabbed a spoon and tried to scoop up the creamy drink, but it was no use.
"I bought this with my own money," she said angrily.
"I'm sorry," Elle said.
"Well, you should have just kept your little hands to yourself," Gemma shot back. "You're going to buy me another milkshake the next time we're at the mall."
"But I don't have that much money,"
Elle said, tears springing to her eyes.
"Then save up," Gemma said. She glared at Elle. "I wish I didn't have a little sister."
"You can go play, Elle," said Mom. "But after this, leave Gemma's things alone."
After Elle left, Mom turned to Gemma. "Elle shouldn't have touched your milkshake, but that's no excuse for saying unkind things to her." Gemma looked up from wiping the table.
"Why are you lecturing me? She's the one who messed with my stuff."
Mom frowned. "Gemma, hearing you say you wish you didn't have a sister hurt her much more than the spilled milkshake hurt you."
"Well, I was mad," Gemma said. "I didn't mean it."
"We can be angry and still watch what we say," Mom replied. "When we don't, words can spill out and make a bigger mess than the drink did. And taking those words back is just as impossible as putting a milkshake back in a cup. You can never take them back. The damage can only be repaired with forgiveness."
Gemma sighed as she threw the wet paper towels in the trash.
"I'll go apologize to Elle."
"Good," said Mom.
"And you can ask Jesus to forgive you too. He promises he will, and he'll help you respond to others in a loving way, even when you feel angry." Well, how about you? Are you careful to not say angry, thoughtless words? Sometimes it's hard not to let them spill out, but once they're said, it's impossible to take them back. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't try to make things right. When your words have hurt someone, ask for forgiveness, both from Jesus and the person you hurt. Then trust Jesus to help you control your tongue in the future. Our key verse once again, Psalm 19, verse 14.
"Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight, O Lord."
And our key thought for today, control your tongue.
Have you checked out Keys for Kids Radio? Here's what kids have to say.
"Hello, my name is Alex. I love your songs and stories too. I would just like to thank you for making those for us."
Check out Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net or search for Keys for Kids in your app store.
Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.